Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Staffo.
A brand new year.
Yes.
But yet the entertainment news just keeps on coming.
It never ends.
Never. And that's good.
There's a lot of good news here.
There is?
Well, I'm going to start off with something that makes me very happy.
Please do. And I think I know what this is.
Guns N' Roses?
Yeah, I knew that's where you were going.
Okay. So there's this big music festival that's going to be happening called Coachella. It's
right.
A three-day music festival. Mm-hmm. Guns N' Roses is the headliner for day number two.
Okay.
Lately, there's been some Twitter action with Slash and Duff McKagan tweeting pictures of the Guns N' Roses logo with the Coachella sign in the background, which is making everyone think that Guns N' Roses is going to have a pretty nice reunion at this music festival, which makes me very, very happy. Now, here are some things,
mm-hmm.
Okay? Everyone knows that Axl Rose, for lack of a better term, is a little bit off. I mean, he's known for crazy antics, like not showing up to shows or showing up late because he didn't get his lamb dinner on time. Like, he wouldn't get on stage until he had his lamb dinner.
You do that all the time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I'm, such a diva. Okay, so Sebastian Bach was actually a vocal coach for Axl.
Mm-hmm.
When he was touring, he did that stint in Vegas, mm-hmm. and I actually went to go see that. It was back in 2012, and Axl sounded amazing. He sang for like 3.5 hours. He did every song that you wanted to hear, and it was awesome. Anyway, here's my opinion. This is not anything that I read, so let's just start off by saying
all
that.
Right.
I think that Sebastian Bach went to him and said, listen, you know how much money you could be making if you just get over it and get back with Slash and Duff and do a reunion tour or something.
He got into his ear. He straightened him
this
out.
This is what I think.
That's what
I mean,
you think.
I don't know if that's actually what happened.
You think this is what went
but
on.
Rumors are flying around that they're going to be together at this music festival and it's going to be amazing and it's making me want to go buy a ticket and fly over
and
there.
And I got a feeling you will go.
Because if it's, a $500 ticket just to see that, I'll go.
Wow.
Okay, moving along.
Yes.
Making a Murderer on Netflix.
Yes.
Every time I say, I'm listening to the Serial podcast, everyone's like, stop, get Netflix and watch Making a Murderer. Now, apparently this is a story that's following Stephen Avery.
Mm-hmm.
He was put in jail for allegedly raping somebody. For 18 years he was in jail.
Right.
And then like new DNA evidence came out, so he was released from jail. And then very soon after that, he was put back into jail for allegedly murdering somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen this documentary, but what I'm told is that this documentary is very one-sided and it's leaving out key pieces of evidence and information.
That's never good.
Which is very interesting because there's apparently a petition going around being signed for the president to give him like a full pardon.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do like a quick Google search, all the evidence and all the information from this comes rushing out. Why don't you Google stuff before you have judgment on this? But I'm actually going to pay for Netflix to watch this.
See that? It's gotten you to get Netflix.
I love these like murder mystery stories
and
stuff like that.
Welcome to the 21st century.
Yeah,
Netflix.
Well, I didn't have internet in my house for a long time, so.
Wow.
But that's a story for a different day.
You still have a rotary phone in your house, right? Or had before the big move. Wow.
Aye. Okay, so
yes.
Johnny Manziel,
mm-hmm.
very strange. Now, I know there was a big controversy with him, rehab, drinking, he lied,
he's had
caught
several
drinking,
issues.
blah, blah, blah. They have him on the concussion list. I think that they may have just put him there to like not deal with it, to be honest with you.
No, he took a couple of shots to the head, but they also need a reason to kind of get him out of the way.
But that's what I mean.
They've had repeated problems with him. He's
right.
had substance abuse.
Yep.
He's partying on TMZ.
Right.
And now he dons a wig to go to a casino.
So, but see, here's the thing, because in the article it says there weren't pictures of him, but there are, witnesses that say they saw him at Planet Hollywood
right.
wearing a blonde wig, a fake mustache, glasses, gambling and partying, until 3 a.m. He went with the name Billy, but then used his credit card and signed his name. Like, okay.
He's a moron.
You don't have cash, buddy? Like, anyway.
And then he blew off his concussion protocol
right?
test.
And then, what else he did?
What?
To try to, make his story believable, tweeted a picture of himself at home with his dog going, oh, so bored at home.
Yeah. Like he's staying home.
Give me a break.
And
Come on.
And he blew off the team's final game.
That's
he wasn't
right.
in Cleveland the
That's
other
right.
day. He didn't go to his concussion protocol.
And then they're saying, but do inactive players, is it required that they show up to the game and blah, blah, blah. This whole thing is kind of shady.
And the Browns, they make a lot of stupid moves. They picked him up and now they can't wait to get rid of him.
This is something else that I actually don't have written down on my list, but I want to bring up.
Go ahead.
Tom Coughlin, this whole thing, I think.
Yeah.
I think. And again, this is just me and my speculation. This is not anything that I read.
The coach of the New York Giants.
The coach of the New York Giants.
Supposedly, yes.
I think that they said, we're going to fire you, but we're going to let you resign.
Oh, that's exactly what happened.
Because you know why? I actually saw a video after his conference. They showed at the end as he's walking off the stage, someone who looked like they were of authority tried to shake his hand, and Tom Coughlin just did a beeline, didn't even make eye contact, just walked right by him.
During the press conference, he and the chief owner of the Giants, a guy named John Mara, were making these little digs at each other in each one of their
John
comments.
Mara, that's who it was.
Right.
That's right.
Well, you know, I like how the Entertainment Report kind of turned into sports radio.
I know. Do you know that I nixed my last Star Wars report to talk about sports?
Oh, my God. So, and to do that, that's special.
It's a new year. It's a new me.
Wow. I'm quite honored. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Should you worry about your teenager cracking their knuckles? I mean, like there's not enough to worry about in this world, and now all of a sudden, your kid starts to crack their knuckles? Here's the science of it. Cracking knuckles, it's very common, and it's an annoying teenage behavior, and it's also kind of a mini stress reducer for them. So should you worry about it? Probably not. Is it going to cause health problems? Probably not. So what should you do about it? Well, you can mention it and likely increase the behavior, but probably the best advice is to leave it alone, and just like thumb sucking at an earlier age, they'll stop it on their own.
Is there anything that guy doesn't know?
What's the cheap psychological trick? If you have an adolescent in the house, worry about big things, not the little things like knuckle cracking. More info at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Robert, a famous artist, was paid a lot of money to paint a portrait of Frederick Van Pelt. Unfortunately, Robert died before he could complete the portrait. Now Van Pelt wants his money back, but Robert's heirs say they're not giving a refund. When this case goes to court, who wins? The final verdict after this.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
For Star Wars nerds, it'll be lightsaber stiffies. For everyone else, The Force Awakens is still out of this world. I mean,
6-second reviews are brought to you by the flat out funniest comedy of the holiday season. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are sisters. Now playing.
If Robert had died before the portrait was recognizable, the money he was paid would have to be returned. However, the Van Pelt portrait was recognizable, so according to the law, no refund is due, and that's the final verdict.